way.
Questions on Purim, the Megillah. Let's go. Halacha, yes, go ahead.
At a wedding, after the hamotzi and the meal, if there is a Viennese table in a separate room, would one have to make a bracha on the stuff in the room on the Viennese table?
What is it? At the wedding.
At the wedding, after the meal and after the hamotzi.
Purim.
Any day. If there is a Viennese table,
we'll
have to make. If there is a dessert.
They have dessert. Let's say they have the suda and a chasen in one room, and another room they have desserts, cakes and fruits and everything else.
So it's the same room.
Okay. So would he make a bracha?
Unless one is downstairs and one is upstairs.
Do you have to be able to see it?
That's right. You have to be able to see it.
As long as you can see it, it's one room.
That's right.
So would one have to make a bracha on the stuff on the desserts? If it would be in the
No, you don't have. If you can see each other.
Okay. And if it's fruits for, let's say they have fruit for dessert.
Yeah.
Today, and he had a suda with hamotzi and meats, potatoes, and this is dessert. Does he make a brach on the fruits for dessert?
No. You only have to make a brach on meats and on wine, that's all.
Okay. Yes, fine.
I'm Purim, I would like.
Purim question. All right, the next one will be Purim. Go ahead, ask me
Done, and then. Is one allowed to eat before davening on Shabbos if they have cake?
Before he davens Maariv, he's allowed. But after he davens Maariv, he's mechuyav to make Kiddush.
Shabbos. Shabbos morning.
Before he davens Shabbos, he's allowed to eat compote and cake and everything. But not after that, because the chiyuv of Kiddush is already hard.
Okay.
When you say on Purim, Ad lo yada.
Oh, what did it mean?
Yeah.
So that's an explanation. There are more passages like the Rambam that has for showing that the Chachamim should be mechayev and Purim, which is a day of simcha, enjoy and jubilation, to become shikah like a goy. But it means he should drink so much wine that if he were to lie down, he'd fall asleep. And when a person is asleep, he doesn't know the difference. And why do we say Ad lo yada? Because the mitzvah, because they chose the distinction, essential distinction between a Jew and a goy. A goy always, according to Dr. Jung, there is a pagan spot that likes to hurt, to be violent, especially against those who did so much to contribute to his health. You know, Hitler, Yimach Shmei, you know how he survived, because there was a Jewish doctor, and he spent sleepless nights in order to help him get healed. And that Uiswuk, that scoundrel, that Bunyal, so the Toshim Erushe paid him back by exterminating 7.5 million Jews. A Jew, on the contrary, as Dr. Jung says, was himself of German origin, the reason is why Jews are so good and compassionate, because Avraham Avinu was commanded, by Almighty God, to slaughter his son Yitzhak on the altar. Now, there was this French scientist, LaSalle, who said that if a person tries to inject good virtues into the child of compassion and cooperation and consideration, until then from birth, in one generation, it becomes incorporated into the genes. And then, but that turned out not to be true. However, if it is done in the course of millennial generations, it becomes incorporated in the genes. That's all.
Yeah.
So how did Avraham taking it to...
Because the Ramban is the Kashi. Why did the Benishon have to test Avraham Avinu? Didn't the Benishon know that Avraham Avinu is able to pass all the tests? Asor Nishinis Nisnasa Avraham Avinu, as a young child, he was ready to let himself be be burned in the fiery furnace of Nimrod HaRosh. But there is a bigger test. The bigger test is to slaughter his own devoted son whom he loved so much. That's a bigger test. So the Rebbeinu Shem knew what the Rebbeinu Shem wanted Avraham Avinu to know. And so that was transmitted through the millennia into the meach, the brain, and the heart, into the logic of the mind and the logic of the heart, that by doing that in the course of generations, so the children will from birth be inclined intuitively and in a reverse unfavorable way. The Germans, who are the descendants of the remote barbarians, who in the thousand years before tried to destroy all of civilization and to reduce humanity, the human race, into a jungle of monkeys and gorillas. So they are inclined towards that inclination. But the Jews, on the contrary, are inclined and disposed from birth through the thousands of years towards virtues. So mainly they are good.
So it's just you should drink till you're tired. Is there a we have to drink only wine, or does it make a difference?
I'll tell you. And Yom Tevim Shabbos says only grape juice, which is non-alcoholic. But on Purim, there is a mitzvah to drink wine until, if you lay down, you would fall asleep, to show that a Jew is inclined and disposed from birth towards virtues, and to consider everything, everybody as his friend. And the Goy has a pagan spot which inclines him through the generations towards violence and bloodshed.
The question is, does one have to drink only wine on Purim? Can one drink schnapps or beer or vodka?
No, I think wine is better. Because wine is not addictive, and schnapps is addictive like marijuana.
Why are you supposed to mix up Arur Haman and Baruch
Mar?
What?
He said, what is the idea when it says Ad lo yada, why you have to get confused between Arur Haman and Baruch Mar?
To show that a Jew likes everybody. When he goes to get chicken, what does he do? He kills. He hates everybody. And especially Jews, to whom he should feel indebted. And the Jew, on the contrary, he likes everybody, except those who try to destroy the Jewish people.
In the story of Purim, what was the turning point?
The turning point? The fact that Haman and his wife Zeresh and all the 10 sons were hanged.
What is the meaning when the Medr says that Esther was green?
What?
It says Esther was green.
Oh yeah, that means that real beauty does not consist in external beauty. It does not manifest internal beauty. In the parashah of Shmini Shabbos, can I have a It's at the end of the Chumash, of the
Chumash.
No. The Haftorah.
Oh, okay.
Torah of Shabbos is. No, not. I mean, but Parshas Chedi Shabbos, not Parshas Rachel.
Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, Parshas Chedi Shabbos.
Oh, Rosh Chodesh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Hold on. Pause.
I'm going.
Yeah, come on, Hashem.
Oh. I'm catching from the Tare Malaganois in the gardens. Achas, or Achat, Batovach, Echid Boso, Achazir, Bashekets, Baaba, Yadok, Yosubu, Umarishem. I don't know whether you read Ben Hecht's book. It's a wonderful book, The Child of the Century. So he says, when you look at the television and you see the beautiful gardens, you think, ooh, such beauty. But when you come closer to what you see, that this in turn, external beauty, is only an external beauty, but it doesn't manifest internal beauty. Internally, they are full of violence, of homosexuality, of lesbianism. So that's not grace. Esther, loyofoiso, lachuchel hei, real beauty consists in something that manifests, reveals the real inner beauty. But if it doesn't manifest inner beauty, just external filthy beauty, that's not beauty.
What does it say when it says in the Megillah and that Mordechai took Esther for a bas, for a daughter? What is that?
So, according to the Mordechai Megillah, so he married her. You're allowed to marry a bas. A bas achise, it's a mitzvah.
So how is it that Achashverosh took her for a queen if Mordechai had married her?
Well, Achashverosh was a tzaddik. Tzaddik, he didn't care. And Esther was an anuse. So she's not mechuyev to miss a nefesh herself. It's kaka ilam.
So Daryavish was Jewish?
What?
Daryavish was Jewish?
Daryavish is Jewish, yeah. Was the grandson of Ahasuerus. And Havlad Holach Acharein.
So halachically, really, it wasn't permissible for Esther to have married Ahasuerus.
But she was almost, what could she do? She couldn't help it. On the contrary, if she kicked him with feet, he would have raped her more and more.
Okay. Is it improper to make noise like Zeresh?
What?
Zeresh?
Yeah.
Is it right or wrong to make noise when you say the word Zeresh in the Megillah?
It's wrong because you disturb the hearing of a lot of people who are not beings.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a question. My question is Megillah, right, and the Hamad. Now, some people are sure they talk when Hamad.
They're not allowed. It's a big affair. It's not at their expense, but at the tzibur's expense. The activists are happy more at this mitzvah.
Even if the Baal Korah and the Gabbais, they make absolutely sure but everybody's done making noise before they continue.
Then it's all right.
But it's talking noise. Not the kaboom, not
as long thing. As they can hear.
So, there's no other issue, it's just whether you can hear or not?
Yes, yes. Yes. Okay, I think that's all. Okay. I'm mild now.